This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
Today, we are talking about how praying predestination releases more Holy Spirit to share Jesus.
What emotion rises when you say predestination? Is that a non-emotional word, or does that produce a certain emotion?
It definitely produces an emotion.
It does. It does. Really, what emotion does that produce in you?
Tension.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of stress.
That's funny. If you're listening to this podcast, was there an emotion produced in you when you heard the word predestination?
Yeah. Well, the tension in me that comes out is just because of the things that I've been exposed to in my church raising. Uh-huh. Since I'm church raised, this is a big in the church argument.
Right. It is an argument within the
what's
church.
What's funny is that the church that I grew up in was not Reformed and is now Reformed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's funny, the progression. But before it was Reformed,
yes,
it was very much that's heresy.
We were at a conference where a guy was telling us that predestination's of the devil, and heretical doctrine and whatnot.
I think what was said was, "You might believe that, brother, but you're wrong."
Yeah. So it's a biblical word, and we do, I believe, praying predestination can release more of the Holy Spirit to share Jesus.
I also think it is probably a topic that is intended to stay in tension.
Mm-hmm.
In tension, not intentional, but in tension. I think it's appropriate for it to be a tension in your life.
Yeah. It's only, if you need to be in control, you'll struggle with predestination. Mm-hmm. If you don't need to be in control, you're like, okay, sometimes it's predestination, and sometimes it's up to me, because I don't need to be in control. God determines when that is, right? They were doing that in Acts chapter 4, verse 27. Listen for the word predestination, for this is their prayer for boldness. Remember, the context is that their adversaries were trying to snuff out the early church, and it was under threat, and they're like, is this thing going to make it or not? And so they're praying, and they said, for truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. So they're praying predestination. Mm-hmm. They're saying Jesus was crucified according to predestination. Mm-hmm. They're saying now they're gathering against us trying to snuff out the early church according to predestination. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there is always that tension, and even it was there because in Peter's first sermon, he basically told them, you crucified the Lord. You crucified Jesus. You crucified the Christ.
Yeah.
So he came after them, right? Said, you're responsible.
Yeah.
And so there is this tension. Okay, so then let's talk about predestination and how praying predestination can release more Holy Spirit to share Jesus. Because they did it, so it should be good for us still today, right? Mm-hmm. If I find something in the Scripture, I think it should still work for us today, right? So thoughts about this, about how praying predestination, maybe let's start with how it helped them.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing, and I would kind of pull it into our context, and maybe this is just the way that I was raised, so this is the thought, but this is, for most people, the thought process that comes up. When we talk about predestination, we immediately start thinking about God's will, which this can turn into a giant discussion. We'll try to keep it small and concise here if we can. So you get into this topic of God's will, and if you can get comfortable and settle into the reality of predestination, regardless of how much tension there is involved, what if God predestined you to make that choice?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you know, take the pressure off of God in that moment. Mm-hmm. What if it is predestined for you to be responsible for the choice in whatever situation you're in?
Yeah.
What if it was predestined for the church to be responsible for whatever decision that they were going to make in this context?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can let that be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So you're comfortable with predestination, but you're okay with your situation being a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
What that does is it gives you the freedom of, okay, well, if God predestined me to encounter the situation,
mm-hmm.
then he predestined me and equipped me to make the right decision mm-hmm. in this situation.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to worry about God's will anymore.
Right.
I don't have to keep going down. Is this situation God's will?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it probably is because you're experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I go.
Okay. And that's how they were looking at it, really, is they're saying, we're in this circumstance. We are a baby church, and people are lining up to squash us
mm-hmm.
like they crucified Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a predestined place.
Mm-hmm.
So the question then for them was, we're in a predestined place.
Mm-hmm.
How now will we respond
mm-hmm.
that we are in this predestined place?
Mm-hmm.
Their answer was boldness.
Mm-hmm.
What that the bottom line is, we think if we can get more boldness,
mm-hmm.
we have the answer to all of our problems.
If God brought me into this situation, then he can bring me out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, could be whatever the situation in. Is that if this is the end, this is the end.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to get to that point.
Yeah. Where they were saying is the predestination, we're in predestination in that all these people killed Jesus. Now we're in this predestination that all these people are persecuting the early church and want to squash it.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing we need is boldness to keep on speaking what we've experienced in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that is, we are, maybe God predestined us to go through this trial so that we would overcome with boldness.
Yeah.
That was their perspective of it is that we're in this predestined place, but it's so that it's almost like a test that you've been prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
The test is predestined, mm-hmm. right? You've been prepared for the test more than you think,
mm-hmm.
and now we're in the test,
mm-hmm.
right? And that is my responsibility, is how am I going to respond in the test?
Yeah.
I had that happen to me when I started college. Was the professor gives you the assignment, and then you get a quiz on the assignment. But he told you there was going to be these things happening, and you get a quiz. Well, if you didn't read the assignment, you don't do well on the quiz, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's predestined. You could look at this predestined.
It was planned.
It was planned out. It was all there. He predestined the whole, that professor predestined the whole thing.
Yep.
The question is now, how am I going to respond to it? Am I going to study and pass the quizzes? Or am I going to not read and fail the quizzes? But the whole thing's predestined.
Yep. Yep. That's funny.
Honestly, I believe that if you can grapple with the way the Bible talks about predestination, it is going to help you when the real hard tests come. And it's going to help you to have more boldness in the scripture
mm-hmm.
To push back on those devils and demons and spirits of fear that are pushing on you.
Yeah.
That the predestination, a healthy understanding of that will help you push back on them.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. You can also join us at our new service times at 9:30 a.m. and still for our live stream or in person at 11 a.m.